International politics are always a backdrop at the Olympics, but protests by individual athletes are more rare. Yesterday, Ethiopian distance runner Faiza Lelessa made a daring political gesture after finishing second in the marathon. The Wall Street Journal's Matina Stevens in Nairobi describes what he did.
He was obviously making a massive athletic achievement by coming second in the marathon. And just as he approached the finishing line, obviously exhausted, he still had strength to lift his arms above his head and form an X. That symbol is very important for some people in Ethiopia, specifically the runner's own tribe, the Oromos, who have been in an uprising against the Ethiopian government, demanding what they call some fundamental rights relating to land, freedom of expression, and freedom to protest.
And did Ethiopia respond to his gesture, to Lelessa's gesture?
Well, the Ethiopian government today said that the runner has absolutely nothing to fear, because he did say that he was concerned about going home after this protest. And they also said they would welcome him as a hero. But they have not made any further comment as to the substance of what he was protesting against.
Is Faiza Lelessa expected to return home to Ethiopia?
Well, that is not very clear right now. What he did say after coming second in the marathon is that he was concerned about going home, even though he has family there. He said that he feared that he might be killed or put in prison, and he hinted that he might seek asylum. But as of now, we don't know that he has actually sought asylum in Brazil, if he's seeking asylum in some other third country. So we don't really know what his plans are.
How have Ethiopians been reacting to all this?
Well, it's hard to gauge, really. Remember that Ethiopia has a very strong hold over social media. Just the past few weeks, they've shut down social media, Facebook, as well as the whole internet for a few days during August. What I can tell you from just really spending a lot of time on social media following Ethiopians in diaspora who live abroad and therefore are freer potentially to express themselves on social media, he has been applauded as an extremely brave man for making that gesture, and people are very concerned about his future and the future of his family if they are to be in Ethiopia.
I understand that there's been a kind of spontaneous effort to raise money for Faiza Lelessa to be able to provide him asylum in the U.S.
One thing I can tell you is that the Ethiopian diaspora is massive. There are millions of Ethiopians abroad. There's a huge community, for example, in Washington, D.C., and these are people who have been abroad for a long time and are very, very supportive of each other. So I would not at all be surprised if those networks of support within the Ethiopian diaspora kick in to help out Mr. Lelessa.
Matina, do you know of any other protests like this that has occurred around this issue of the Oromo people? Is this unprecedented in an international arena like the Olympics?
It really is. And of course, we ask ourselves, if Mr. Lelessa hadn't come second and therefore accomplished a massive athletic feat, would the world have paid that much attention? But I've also asked the same question of experts and people who've been watching Ethiopia for many, many years. And no one can remember a time when a protest of this profile on the international stage has been repeated. In fact, I spoke with an expert from Human Rights Watch who said that several Ethiopian athletes who are extremely high profile, as you know, they're superstars in track, have feared to make similar gestures, although they would have liked to.
He not only made the gesture, he has then followed up with several comments saying, yes, I intended to do this and draw attention to this issue. It's been remarkable.
Really, I mean, extremely brave. One can only speculate about what was going through his mind as he reached this pinnacle in his career as well. But let's not forget that he is in Rio in a state-sponsored team that he will have to go back to. So all of these factors make his decision and his actions and words even more noteworthy and even braver.
Matina Stevens is a reporter for The Wall Street Journal based in Nairobi. Thanks, Matina.